What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The polls in Great Britain are just now closing. And we just got another confirmation in. Apparently, a spokesman for the Electoral Commission has admitted that a number of the ballot counting computers being used right now only registered Remain votes in testing. But trust us, it won't change the final results one tiny bit. Okay. Let's go ahead and grab a phone call. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I want to talk about, just quickly, about the Brexit vote. Every scam is being used. Everything. The electronic counting machines. The polls are being closed because of flooding. I mean, that's nonsense. And people who are registered to vote, I don't know if people understand, but in Britain, a letter goes out to every household in February every year. And you fill in the people who will be 18 or over on April 1st that year. So everybody over 18 is registered. And now they're turning people away because they claim they're not registered. Rubbish. Absolute garbage.
Yep.
Every little trick in the book. And I think this is going to be a big slap in the face for the British people. And I think the only cure is a 1 megaton big white flash over Brussels. That should stop it.
Well, unfortunately, no, because there's always a long waiting line of other money junkies who are going to take over those offices and do the same thing. Basically, the balance of power needs to be shifted back to the people. And we're seeing this historical pendulum where people will form a nation where the people are really in control of the government, and the government is organized to take care of the people, and over time it gets hijacked and corrupted. And we're seeing that right now. I mean, the world is in a really horrible state of fascist economic dictatorship pretty much all around the globe right now. And at some point, there's going to be a pushback. I mean, the historical reality is forget about justice and morality and ethics and fairness. History is written by a simple fact. The strong take, the weak surrender, until the force of necessity is balanced on both sides. And that's when you start getting the guillotines out.
Well, I'd love to see those money junkies taking over the offices in Brussels after the 1 megaton white flash, because they'd all be well irradiated.
Well, they'll just build a new capital city, and they'll build the European Union people for it.
We want to get on to the war zones now. The Iraqi army now is making massive progress in pushing the Takfiris out of ISIS and Daesh and all these other nonsense groups.
Yes.
Out of Raqqa, and they're now forming up around Mosul for an attack there. And I would think that Erdogan should be very nervous, because they're going to be on top of his troops who are stationed just outside Mosul.
Well, again, you know, without U.S. interference, Syria and Iraq would have scrubbed out all these terrorist groups a long time ago. But the U.S. is using these terrorist groups as proxies to redraw the map of the Middle East. They're talking about balkanizing Iraq. And the game plan here is to take all these nations like Iraq and Iran and break them into little tiny pieces that are going to be easier for Israel and the U.S. to bully and push around. That's what they want to do.
Well, unfortunately, I think that's going to be a failure, because if the Iraqi army and the Syrian Arab army are successful, the balkanization ain't going to happen.
Well, I wish I was as confident, because what we're seeing now with that letter from 51 State Department employees, the U.S. is willing to go all the way to get what it wants, even to dropping this whole idea that they're in Syria to target the terrorist groups only, and come on out and say, yeah, it was really all about getting rid of Assad, and what are you slaves going to do about it anyway, and go ahead and do a decapitation strike. That will be a very, very dangerous precedent. because there's sort of been an unwritten rule of warfare. You don't go after the leadership in either country, and that makes it easier for them to sit back and send other people's children out to die. But if you start targeting each other's leadership, then it's open season. Maybe that would actually be a good thing when all these leaders who are so pro-war all of a sudden realize they themselves could be targets.
Well, I'm looking at the situation from outside of the American media nonsense, because they're not even reporting on that huge riot that took place in Barking, South London.
There's been nothing about that. Nobody said what the cause was. Nobody said what that was about, other than it was a large disturbance. Have you got anything additional on that?
Not at the moment, but what I'm getting is lots of people we know in the UK over Skype are saying that this nonsense with the Brexit vote is going on everywhere.
You mean the vote fraud, and of course it's got to go on everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like I said earlier in the show, the Eurocrats have spent decades and invested trillions of dollars to enslave all of Europe to their little corporate fascist economic dictatorship, and they're not going to let a little thing like the voters get in their way now. And that's exactly the way they think. Democracy is an illusion to keep the slaves obedient and happy. But it isn't real. It's not real in the Eurozone. It's not real here in the United States of America. It's just a little play acting they go through so people will quietly accept more abuse and more exploitation, because in their minds they believe that somehow or other they voted for this.
Well, unfortunately, in France now, people are going on strike like this. You know, everybody. The whole country's grinding to a halt. And if this happens, that they steal this vote in Britain, we still do have unions in Britain, and
well, a general strike could be very effective. I mean, that's how Gandhi got the British out of India, you know, with relatively blood-free. Just everybody sat down, refused to be part of the machine anymore, and it's a very effective tactic. Anyway, we have to take a minute. Hang on a second, John. We have to take a minute to welcome our on-air affiliates back to the show here, and we're talking about the ramifications of the Brexit. There are more and more reports coming out. Apparently, a lot of the voting machines being used for the Brexit are only counting Remain votes. When the Leave votes go through the machine, they do not register. Vote stealing doesn't get any more obvious than that.
Yeah. What I can say is, though, I've been listening to several trade unions, and one of the leaders of the largest trade union in Britain, the Transport and General Workers Union, he they're ready for strike action already.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. And we're really on the threshold of a global uprising against the money junkies. The question is, what will be the spark that really gets it going? And I keep thinking back to what happened in Romania under Ceausescu. 2 weeks before it all came apart, walking around Romania, you would have thought everything was just fine. And then all of a sudden, there's a riot at a sporting event that turns into a spontaneous political rally. And 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. It could happen that fast all around the globe. This push for a global government and a global private central bank has created a political climate that could easily give rise to a global revolution.
And the idea that Brexit would cause economic hardship in Britain is nonsense, because the trading between Europe and Britain would still take place. Germany's not going to stop sending all its BMWs and Mercedes and other high-value products to Britain. It would, on top of the Russian sanctions, it would kill the German economy dead.
It absolutely would, but, you know, the EU commissioners are completely disconnected from real life in the European Union, and they may just say, this is an order, nobody in the EU is allowed to trade with Britain, and it's going to harm the EU even more, it's going to anger people against the EU even more, and Britain's going to be sending their BMWs down to Saudi Arabia and here to the United States, and all the rest of it. And like I said, the demographic breakdown where the younger people were voting Remain and the older people were voting to leave is very easy to understand. The young people have never known any life other than being part of the EU. And the older people remember how much better life was before that supranational dictatorship took hold.
Well, my final comment on this issue is, you know, we've got 28 nations where so-called free trade takes place. But there's 168 other nations on the planet, for goodness sake, that Britain can trade with, without yes. restriction, without being restricted in that trade by the EU.
See, that's the funny thing. This EU trading bloc was supposed to be a free trade zone, and it isn't. The EU keeps passing all these new regulations and restrictions to just absolutely control all aspect of the Eurozone's economy. And the net result of all of these policies is the European countries are in serious economic trouble. Britain and Germany are the only economies still able to sustain the load of propping up all those other EU nations. If Brexit, Great Britain were to leave the European Union, if there's a mass riot on Whitehall and Number 10 in Parliament, and they just kick them all out and say, all right, we're putting in a new parliament, we're leaving the EU, Germany would follow immediately. And we have all these other nations, France, the Netherlands, Denmark, are already talking about getting on out because the EU has been a disaster for them.
Absolutely. And the European currency is also another disaster.
Yeah, it's in serious trouble.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, well, thanks for having me on again, and carry on the good work.
I'll do my best. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, Saudi Arabia has declared a ceasefire in this oil war. And this is a classic example of foreign policy coming out of the U.S. government that was not thought through very carefully before it was implemented. Somebody just said, we'll crush oil prices, it will harm Russia, and they stopped thinking at that point. And yes, Russia's economy took a hit because they're an oil and gas exporter, but Russia's economy was a lot more resilient. They're not a one-crop economy the way Saudi Arabia is. And the harm from this poorly thought-out oil war backflashed onto Saudi Arabia, onto Venezuela, onto U.S. oil companies, the fracking industry, Canada, and all across Europe. It caused much more damage to our side than to its intended target. And Saudi Arabia is in serious economic trouble. They've had to sell government bonds for the first time in decades. And they're saying, and Saudi Arabia's just thrown their hands up and said, the glut is over. We're going to start shutting those valves. We need to go back to what life was before this ridiculous oil price war. Now, somebody has done an analysis. This is over at Investment Watch blog. And they've discovered that for the average American, just paying the price of your hospital care is cheaper than buying the government-mandated Obamacare insurance and then paying the deductibles on that. You're actually money ahead if you don't buy insurance at all under the current system. And apparently, it's a huge difference. Five times cheaper paying cash for your hospital bills than trying to go through that Obamacare nightmare. Obamacare was not about health. It was not about affordable health. It was about forcing you to give more of your money to health insurance companies, who would then give a mafia-like piece of the action to the U.S. government in taxes. And it's failed utterly, which is why they're already pushing hottest year on record, because they're going to hit you with a carbon tax as soon as November's elections are over. Getting on to the immigration situation, have Germans reached their breaking point over the Muslim invasion of their country? It sure seems to be heading that way. We're seeing more and more indications on social media that everybody is just really furious. Over at LiveLeak, they've got a very gruesome, I'm going to give you an advance warning, it's a photograph of a 54-year-old woman killed by an asylum seeker in Ottakring, Vienna. And this young man just attacked this 54-year-old woman with an iron bar and just crushed her skull. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that these Soros-backed NGOs were luring refugees to Europe with promises of free stuff. And, of course, the free stuff wasn't there. They're not getting free homes, free cars, free cable. And they're angry, and they're taking out their anger on the nearest available target, which happens to be the Europeans. Apparently, there's been a clash broke out in Paris between street vendors and shoppers. This forced migration has been an absolute disaster because it was based on an intellectual fraud. This idea that you can reshape what's inside a person's head by changing the environment around them. It doesn't work as an absolute. And yet all of the liberal political philosophy is founded on that illusion. Let's take another phone call. Henry in Connecticut. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. And Guten Tag. All right.
Guten Tag. B. Gates has seen
it. Yeah, I called about the EU thing, but I'm going to interject just on what you said just now. Look, I think this multiculturalism, multicultural, multiracial garbage from these baby boomer generation that's once born, I think, from what, the 1940s to maybe by early 60s, but those are the younger ones, like Obama in the early 1960s,
yeah.
Has always been S-H-I-T. I'm not going to say the word on the air.
Please don't. We're not allowed to. You know, we may be dropping white-hot flaming death all across the world, but we will not say bad words on the radio to prove we are a just and moral people.
Yeah, well, I think this stuff is making this country, in this country, it's garbage. They've been forcing that stuff down our throat for years. Europe gets a taste of the American idealistic, which I never had respect. This country was like that anyway, than like Norway, as far as having that kind of idealistic, even strong moral stuff sexually than those European countries. To me, was a disgrace. But now, you know, the EU is really like what you had on there with that guy Robert. What's his name? I'm trying to think of his name. Who talks about the EU?
Yeah.
It's the American disease. It is the Americanization and downgrading of Europe and everywhere.
Okay.
Else.
Now you're a little off point here, because the U.S. is a principal tool for this agenda, but it hasn't originated with them. It's part of this idea of trying to create a single global government and a whole planet enslaved to a single global private central bank. And part
isn't
of
it American?
Plan, actually, it's these families who own the central banks, and they're spread all over Europe. But
yes,
part of the plan is they in order to make us easier to control. They're attacking our sense of self, our sense of identity, and they're trying to erase our sense of regional, cultural, historic identity. We're still seeing attacks on the Confederate flag. They're trying to get us all confused about what gender we are and what restroom we should be using. And the whole idea of forcing the refugees into Europe and the illegal immigrants and refugees into the United States is to blur us all together into one easy-to-control mass of workers and soldiers.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something about that. With my age group, like the Generation Xers and the ones a little younger than me, like the Generation Y, they call, so-called Generation Y, they call, that stuff is not working. Because I'm going to tell you something quickly. I'm going to ask you a question with the EU, but I came from a place like down in New York that's near Long Island, a dump like Queens. And more as I was growing up, this was before I was a teenager, though, but as I was growing up, even through the teens, it got worse and worse. And all you had was all this third world, low-wage third world immigrant stuff. And that stuff never changed me as far as what kind of girl I wanted, what kind of friends I wanted to hang with, and so forth and so on. It seemed like it was just a bunch of inferior. I mean, not just that. I mean, it was other things, too, that had nothing to do with immigration at all. In general, that was just a lot of inferior, downgraded crap forced down our throats. I mean, I used to talk to people in Richmond Hill, Queens. They would tell me that. And even I remember when they said Bob Grant, and I don't agree with everything with Bob Grant, but I remember hearing him and other people in the early 1990s. That stuff never worked. It's just like it was just inferior junk and crap. And it's not just immigration, other stuff too, just forced down our throats. But it didn't really change anything, because I remember back then people talking about going to, you know, Germany and how they are sexually there, how some of the girls there are beautiful, this and that, want to go to Sweden, they want to go to this. So, I mean, they force that stuff and make us think we're supposed to look up to anything, just come here to work and work hard, whatever. That was putting us out.
Yeah, all right. But, well, listen, Henry, I'm going to have to let you go
anyway,
here.
I'll move quickly. The thing with the EU, I'm going to hang up right away.
Well, no, we got to take a break for commercials. I'm sorry, we ran out of time. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For over 100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. In responding to Henry's phone call where he was criticizing Europe because they don't run their sex lives the way he thinks they ought to, it strikes me as kind of a bit of a double standard where you resent other people's cultures being rammed down our throats, and then you turn around and say, well, these other people don't live the way I think they ought to. Now, I lived and worked in Europe back in the 1980s on some film projects, computer animation stuff, and yes, they're very different about certain practices, very comfortable with their bodies, and you've probably been reading lately about how there's this German naturist resort that's been there for a very, very long time, and the government's building an asylum center on the other side of the lake and is trying to tell these naturists they can't skinny dip anymore because it's going to offend these people from the Middle East. Well, when I was in Europe in the 1980s, I understood I was a guest in somebody else's home. And I did not have a right to come in and say, you must change your behavior to suit me. And these asylum seekers and illegal immigrants ought to have the same courtesy. But they don't. And there lies much of the friction. And the German government should have the same attitude that Teddy Roosevelt did. If you come into our country, you live your life like this is your country. And we're not going to tell our people that they can't go skinny dipping anymore just because you're uncomfortable with it. Look the other way. There's a thing underneath your head called a neck, and it's flexible. You can turn. Lower than that, there are these two things called feet, and you can use them to look in a different direction. It is ridiculous. Now, getting on the issue of immigration. Let's see. Okay, that hum is coming from the RBN side. The Supreme Court finally came down on this immigration issue where Obama wanted to give illegal immigrant parents amnesty to stay in the U.S. If they'd had a baby here in the U.S. And, of course, a lot of illegal immigrants were coming across the border and immediately, you know, popping out a kid to take advantage of that. And the Supreme Court basically had a split decision, 4-4, and if Scalia were still alive, it would have been 5-4 against. But because it was a tie, it let stand a lower court ruling saying that President Obama does not have the authority to just write laws from the desk of the Oval Office, which is true. Obama immediately went on TV whining and crying and throwing a little tantrum that he's not getting his way. But he did admit defeat and saying that he can't take any additional executive actions on immigration. He shouldn't have taken them in the first place. That's not what the executive order is for. The executive order is an order by the president to the executive branch to implement the will of Congress. Now, Congress, as a courtesy, has often allowed executive orders to stand after 30 days, which is the time period they have to review and repeal it if they want. But it's not a license for stroke of the pen law of the land. And Obama, as a supposed constitutional professor, should have known that. Okay, so let's get back over to Orlando. It's finally starting to fade away from the corporate media. I think they're realizing they botched this one badly, and nobody is buying the official story. Over at 21 Wire, they're talking about all the strange games with the transcripts of the 911 calls and the fact that the audios themselves still have not been released. Now, the official story is still focusing on a lone gunman, and yet recovered phones from the Pulse nightclub have recordings of Omar Mateen talking on his phone to somebody else about tactics, what to do. So he wasn't a lone gunman. Now, normal... Oh, there's... Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about what's been going on in Orlando. Now, normal police procedure all across the United States of America, including Orlando, in an active shooter situation. Police respond with what is known as an active rescue. The first 4 to 5 officers that get to the scene will enter as a contact team. Their purpose is to stop the threat by confronting the shooter. And supposedly, the first 4 officers there succeeded in forcing whoever was doing the shooting into the restroom. At that point, they were ordered out and told to wait for SWAT to arrive, which took 3 hours. That's not standard procedure. That's not how these things are done. And it's another reason to suspect that official story. And like I said, the corporate media has pretty much dropped it. They haven't gotten traction with it. I think Loretta Lynch coming on out and saying they'd lost the shooter's wife or misplaced her, or maybe she's in the witness protection program. And getting on back to this issue about prescription antidepressants, there's another story that just came out at Blacklisted News that apparently Omar Mateen was seen by his friends researching the effects of psychotropic drugs. And apparently his friends were saying he had gone through a significant personality change shortly before the shooting. We've all seen that before, haven't we? And if you haven't, go over to SSRIstories.org and you will read a lot of these things going on about these very, very dangerous medications. But, you know, we're going to blame the guns. We're going to blame homophobia. Oh, he's gay. All right, it was a revenge killing. It was ISIS. It was this. It was that. They changed the story so many times, they destroyed their own credibility. Over in Germany, there was a gunman who took hostages at a movie theater. The original report was 50 people had been injured. That turned out to be inaccurate. The German police went in there, killed the gunman. Nobody was injured. What a shame we don't have German police down in Orlando. Because they obviously know how to deal with these situations. Now, Oliver Stone, and I'm a great admirer of his ever since JFK, and I never got to work with him during my career, which I deeply, deeply regret. He's coming out with two movies. One is ready for release. The other one is going to be out closer to the end of the year. The first one is called Ukraine on Fire. It's a documentary, and it's already been shown at the 62nd Taormina Film Festival in Messina, Taormina, Italy. And nobody knows if Stone has a distributor. My guess is it's going to be very, very hard for him to find one, because this documentary is about how the U.S. engineered the coup d'etat against Ukraine's legitimate elected government and put Poroshenko in, setting the stage for all the bloodshed and chaos that has ensued. Now, Stone has another movie coming on out sometime later this year. They don't have a firm release date. It's called simply Snowden. And it's a retelling of the Edward Snowden story. And the revealing to the world that the U.S. National Security Agency is spying on everybody. Can't be bothered catching the ransomware writers. Can't be bothered, you know, stopping the theft of computer data. That's not their charter, apparently. Just spying on everybody. That's it. Basically cyber-stalking everybody on the planet. So good for Oliver Stone, and we'll be keeping an eye on these films as they come on out. Speaking of snooping, GCHQ, under the new snoopers charter, will be licensed to hack an entire town if they feel it's necessary. The snoopers charter will allow GCHQ to literally break into every phone and every computer in an entire town. The proviso is as long as it's overseas. And if anybody thinks GCHQ is going to confine this ability to outside the country, I have some of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, the good news is the FBI was trying to get a law passed to allow warrantless access to all internet browsing histories. And that was narrowly defeated in the Senate. So I guess you can stop visiting totally random websites and loading up your browser history with junk to confuse the issue. Let's take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael. Hey, on the Orlando shooting, I would just assume, since there's cameras almost on every building these days to kind of, you know, watch for security issues and stuff like that, were there any cameras at all pointing at in that direction of the shooting and the club itself?
There was one camera that supposedly caught the initial confrontation outside in the parking lot, but it doesn't really show who any of those people were. What's really amazing is that the Pulse had its own security cameras, but apparently we're being told that they were down for maintenance, or they were malfunctioning, or some other such nonsense as that.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, Democrats are throwing a collective tantrum over the Senate voting down these four gun measures the other day, which broke poor Kim Kardashian's heart so much. And so they're literally having a sit-in on the floor of the House of Representatives to try and force some kind of a gun-grabber bill to be considered and voted through. 68 members of Congress, not exactly enough to constitute a mandate. But they're out there still saying that, you know, terrorists and criminals are out to kill the American people, so we should all turn in our guns and let the police protect us. Even though the police are actually killing more innocent Americans than the mass shooters and terrorists put together. And as a little reminder, from down in Woodside, South Carolina, 13-year-old boy was at home when he detected two criminals breaking into his house. He grabbed his mother's firearm and he drove them off, killing one of them. Now, these two who were breaking into the house were hardened felons with prior crime records, prior jail time. And this 13-year-old kid successfully defended his home with a legally owned firearm. No police were there. The police didn't stop the crime, did they? Gun grabbers. When a crime happens, there are only two parties present. The perpetrator and the victim. And if you really want crime and terror to stop, the only possible option is to arm the victims. I've been through this myself when I was living in Southern California. I drove a burglar out of our house with a firearm. I'm very fortunate I did not have to pull the trigger. Just the gun being there was enough to discourage the criminal. And that's what we're really talking about, a deterrence. Now, I'm constantly getting emails from the gun grabbers saying, oh, your idea of a solution is to have everybody inside that nightclub shooting at everybody else. No, that's not what we want. The point of arming the victims, of allowing law-abiding Americans to carry guns, is not to trigger a wild shootout when the bad guys show up. The point of allowing law-abiding Americans to carry firearms is so that the bad guys will decide not to show up at all. Isn't that a good solution? Why do you have a problem with that? One thing about the gun grabbers, their idea is that a woman lying dead, raped and strangled with her own pantyhose in an alley, is somehow morally superior to that same woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot. Okay. Did we do Rick in Florida yet? Okay, Rick, are you there? Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, big fan. Just talking about Orlando. The majority of those people that died probably died from blood loss. The AR-15, the 5.56 caliber round, that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to create a wound channel and massive blood loss. When they designed it away from the 308 caliber, it was designed so that when they wounded the military bad guy, it took two of his friends to cart him back away.
That's why military weapons are designed to wound, not to kill. They still kill anyway. But even the chief of police of Orlando is acknowledging that probably a lot of those people in that club were killed and injured by the SWAT team storming in. And when you consider that, according to some of these officers who've gone public, they had the shooter cornered in the restroom and then were ordered out, then all of the blood and carnage in that club falls on the hands of whoever issued that order.
You know, when we're talking about these suspicious shootings, and the last caller, which prompted me to call, talking about an inside camera, Michael, are you aware that there's cameras inside movie theaters, as in like Aurora? The actual cameras inside the movie theater by the screen that leads out towards the where the people sit. If you go to any major movie theater and you ask these people, they'll tell you there's cameras in there. How come we don't know anything about any of that?
Well, part of them are for security. The other part of them is market research, is they watch the faces of the people watching the movie and look for reactions to find out what part of the movie is working and what part isn't. You especially see this in the test screenings of an edited print before it actually goes into distribution and release. and they'll sort of fine-tune the movie for the audience that way. But yes, there are cameras in movie theaters. And they run in the infrared, but we never have any videos coming on out to support the official story in any of these shootings.
And why don't we have any video to support the story if that's the story, right? You know,
because the videos don't support the official story. Anything that doesn't support the official story has to disappear.
And lastly, Michael, have you noticed that the focus is always on the AR-15? Is that because that all the ammo that DHS bought was 5.56 caliber?
No. The focus on the AR-15, basically the focus is on all military-style assault rifles. Because if a conflict rises between the government and the American people, they want the American people to not have these military-style weapons. The reality is that these military-style weapons, they may be the stars in all of these staged shootings, but the reality is they're actually used very little in real, ordinary street crime. Handguns far more, knives, hammers, bad doctors are all killing a lot more Americans. The obsession with the AR-15 and AK-47 is so that the American people not be allowed military weapons with which to deter an aggressive government. And yet you can read right in that Second Amendment, they're talking about military weapons to protect the security of a free state. And the United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the same weapons as those carried by the uniformed forces. So if the police department has an AR-15 with a 30-round clip, you are allowed to have the same under that Supreme Court ruling.
I really thank you for championing the cause of common sense and liberty. And thank God we have you, Eric. You know, I mean, just I'm very happy that we have you.
Thank you very much for the kind words, and I'm going to keep on going as long as I can keep on going here. And it gets a little discouraging and depressing at times. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, as you know, one of the things the United States government was doing all during the war in Iraq is they were torturing innocent Iraqis to death to find nuclear weapons of mass destruction which never existed. I'm sure all you Kafka fans out there are going to take notice about that. And as it turned out, the CIA hired a group of psychologists to set up the most effective torture facility that they could. They did far worse things than waterboarding. That's why they don't want these remaining detainees in Guantanamo to ever be seen in public again, because their bodies bear scars that were not made by tap water. And apparently over 8 years, the CIA spent $81 million creating the U.S. torture program. So they can't say it was just some overzealous mid-level officers who were doing this. They were spending $10 million a year trying to find out the best way to torture people, to get politically convenient confessions, because that's all torture gets. Even torture experts are saying, no, torture does not get you reliable intelligence information. What it gets you is the victim being tortured will say whatever they think is going to stop the pain. Yes, I shot down the Hindenburg. Yes, I nailed Jesus to the cross. I killed Kennedy and Lincoln. But if you need a politically expedient confession, that's what you use torture for. They only had to waterboard Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 180 times to get him to confess to 9/11. Oh, actually, he didn't do that after the waterboarding. They locked his kids in metal boxes with biting insects and had him listen to their screams. That's when he confessed to 9/11. Now, if you are a fan of drones, and they are rather cool, I like the idea of a drone that could actually carry a nice high-resolution camera for aerial shots. And I did have a little drone that we got at Sam's Club. Unfortunately, it died after about a month. I had just barely gotten to the point of being able to control this thing. But they are fun. Well, the FAA has now issued a directive saying that drones below a certain weight can be flown without a license. If your drone weighs less than 55 pounds, you don't have to get a drone license. And I think it's a good compromise because drones are everywhere now. And some have cameras and high def and the rest of it, and a lot of them will carry GoPros. And they are very useful for getting a view of things that you can't see on the ground, like overview of an archaeological excavation. And yes, I know a lot of people are peeking in windows, but you know, at that point, I think the drone becomes fair game. But if you're a drone enthusiast, you can have a drone up to 55 pounds in weight, and obviously you need to stay away from airports and any place else where it might run into something. But you can go ahead and fly that thing. And they are very cool. And I was very, very impressed because what makes a drone easy to fly are the onboard gyros and computers. So it doesn't really take a lot of skill. And it really was kind of fun while it lasted. And I know Sam's will give me a new one if I go back and complain, but I really don't want to buy any more products that I have to replace every month. Use it a month, go back and get a new one under warranty. Use it another month, go back and get a new one under warranty. I want something that's going to be there, ready when I need it. We don't seem to have a lot of that in this country. All righty, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down.
plaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the bizarreness over the Brexit vote is continuing. They haven't officially counted any of the votes yet. The YouGov poll says Remain has a four-point lead. And you need to remember, YouGov was on the side of Remain. They were on the side of keeping Scotland in the United Kingdom. So they have a bias going in. Leave EU has their poll that has Leave 52% over Remain at 48%. So we got two conflicting polls. No votes counted, and somebody has started posting all over Twitter that Boris Johnson has conceded that Brexit has failed. No word from Boris himself. Just more propaganda and more distortions, and it's ridiculous. All right, let's take a phone call. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I kind of go back to what you were talking about earlier with the shootings, and something that just doesn't make sense to me that just tells me that this is a... There are the gun grabbers out there, because when you look around the world in these troubled Mideastern countries, wherever, they're all about suicide bombers. I mean, very seldom do they use guns. And if the case, if they banned every gun, if they took every gun, if there's radical Muslims, they just wear these suicide vests. They can't pat everybody down in every mall, in every theater. There hasn't been one suicide bomber. I mean, thank God, but... it makes no sense whatsoever. If there's radical Muslims here, this is their modus operandi. This is what they would do, and there is no way to
stop it. Yeah, but you see, they've already destroyed the radical Muslim propaganda. I mean, first they were saying homophobe, then Omar Mateen turned out to be gay. Then they tried to say that, this was a revenge killing because one of his lovers had AIDS and didn't tell him. And they keep thrashing the story around where nobody believes any of this stuff. But the hard reality is, throughout history, gun bans only disarm the law-abiding citizen. Criminals will still get guns. They'll smuggle them in right alongside the drugs. I mean, look how effective the ban on illegal drugs has been at keeping drugs off the streets of America. You think a gun ban's going to be any better? Of course not.
But a suicide bomber could go anywhere.
Or somebody, setting off a bomb and blaming it on a suicide bomber. But to get back to the point about the gun ban nonsense, guns are easy to make. And the gun that was used to kill Joe Cox was reported to be a homemade weapon. And that's why banning guns from law-abiding citizens only disarms the law-abiding citizens. It doesn't take guns away from the criminals. And you have to wonder, which side is the U.S. government on? Because that government's been spending your tax dollars to give military-style weapons to Mexican drug criminals and terrorist groups in Syria, and who knows where all else.
So there's no suicide bombers in the United States, obviously. That must mean there's no radical Muslims, because that's what they usually use.
Well, the whole radical Muslim thing is part of the propaganda to justify more wars on the Middle East. They can't get up there and say that we're conquering the Middle East to bring the oil under U.S. economic control. No parent's going to send their son or daughter off to fight in that. They have to invent an enemy to get you to go to war. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mo. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.